And now, changes in the Gulf Stream over the last 5,000 years are destabilising trapped methane over at least 10,000 square kilometres of the US eastern margin. And if this were to be released, it could cause abrupt climate changes, and this is according to research published in the journal Nature.
But methane is a gas, so how does that actually get trapped underwater?
Well, it's actually trapped in something called methane hydrate, which is a solid form of ice and methane. It's stable at high pressures and low temperatures, so perfect for existing within the first few hundred metres of marine sediment. And that's in a region known as the Gas Hydrate Stability Zone, or GHSZ. They actually represent one of the largest reservoirs of organic carbon on Earth. And sudden release of this methane hydrate has been linked to past global climate changes, such as the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum. Another concern is that melting gas hydrates have also been implicated in continental slope failures that can cause underwater landslides.
Sounds quite scary. And if that's all melting and releasing the methane, we've got a real problem on our hands. How can we tell that that's what's going on?
Well, in order to investigate the stability of the methane hydrates along the American continental shelf, researchers Benjamin Frampas and Matthew Hornback at the Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, combined seismic data that showed the depth of the GHSZ with thermal models of the ocean. And they found that the stable zone is actually considerably deeper than predicted from models based on current ocean temperatures. And they're suggesting that that shows that there is some melting occurring in the sub-seabed. Their results actually suggest that today's warmer temperatures are destabilising up to 2.5 gigatons of methane hydrate. And that's just in this one region.
And what's causing that?
They looked at all sorts of different scenarios, and they conclude that the most likely explanation is a change in either the temperature or the exact location of the Gulf Stream. That's the warm current that flows across the Atlantic.
Absolutely. And is that having any noticeable effect?
At the moment, it's actually quite unclear what effect it may have, especially as there's some debate over the role of gas hydrates in continental shelf instability. And the predictions are that it could take as much as 5,000 years for this methane to actually escape into the atmosphere. However, the new research does highlight the importance of understanding these methane hydrates, and it points us towards new methods to research other important sites of methane storage where we know conditions are definitely changing rapidly. And the Arctic is a fantastic example of that. There's loads of this stored under there, and if we can apply the same seismic records and thermal modelling, then we really could understand a lot more about it.
Excellent. I mean, I guess we do focus a lot on CO2, but it's lots of other gases and things going on in the atmosphere that have effects on the climate and that we really should be paying attention to.
Yes, methane is very much something we should be worried about. It does break down in the atmosphere relatively quickly, but it breaks down into CO2, so it is a carbon source.